So when is it due? When is it? Next week.
Start to the Auditorium in Northwest London, Sunday, 25th of Nisan, 16th of April. Rabbi Yecheskel Hartman Shlita, Sefer Vayikra, the Avoda of Sfiras HaOmer. This week's Torah was sponsored in Nishmas Reb Shimon Michal Tzvi Ben Rav Avraham Itzkovitz, Zichron Lebracha. The ninth Yahrzeit of Reb Shimon Itzkovitz, the Yahrzeit is today, and also jointly by family Goldberg, Lichvud Tzimcha Nesun of Hananya Goldberg and Miriam Shaina Zobin. Chas will take place in Mitzvah on Tuesday. Yit Rotzen Shisku Bayis Neimon Bisrael Lashem Velis Hilo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we'll start with the first of all, Bishus, my father, Shlita, was here. Bishus, the Kala Kaddish. We'll start with the title of the Shir. The Shir begins as putting together Sfir Soimer and Sefer Vayikra, which usually you don't see many speaking about that connection. We know that always in Yiddishkeit, things don't come by coincidence. And if you look throughout the years, you see that always we're very careful to count Sfir HaSoimer and the time that we're reading Sefer Vayikra. On a Shana Pshuta, like we have this year, regular year, not a leap year, we squeeze in the Sefer Vayikra into the days of Sfir HaSoimer. We have, in total, the entire Torah, how many times can we have Parsha Mechuberes, a connected Parsha? There's only 7 cases that you have Parsha Mechuberes. One of them is very, very rare. It comes only in Chutz La'aretz. So you have 6 called regular Parsha Mechuberes, connected Parshas. 3 of them are in Sefer Vayikra during these weeks. We're connecting these Parshas together in order to put in the entire Sefer Vayikra before we get to Shavuos. The Torah says, before Shavuos, we read Parshas Bamidbar. So we put in Sefer Vayikra as we're counting the Omer. When we have a leap year, Shana Mechuberes, so then we spread it out, and we do Sefer Vayikra throughout Sefer HaSoimer again. Just then, instead of doing, we start a little bit earlier, and we have the Sefer Vayikra doing Sefer HaSoimer. Is there any connection? Can we find the connection, the shaychus, between the parshiyos of Sefer Vayikra, the reading of Sefer Vayikra, and the counting of Sefer HaSoimer? And just to add to this, that we know that the Magen Avraham brings in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, Simon Reish Pei Beis, the Magen Avraham brings Chazal and Sefer HaZohar that tell us that every week, the parsha of that week belongs specifically to that week. You cannot take a parsha of one week and read another week. So we see there is a real connection between the parsha that we read and the time and the week that it belongs to. And we see that we're putting in Sefer Vayikra doing time Sefer HaSoimer. What is the connection? As a follow up to that, another thing happened. There's another time period that goes on throughout Sfir HaSoimer, and that is the month of Iyar. We count the Sfir HaSoimer from start in the middle of the second day of Pesach. We go till Shavuos, and the entire month of Iyar, we're counting Sfir HaSoimer. Now one may say, okay, you need to count from Pesach to Shavuos. Happens to be that what is in between Pesach and Shavuos? The month of Iyar. So maybe that's so happens to be. It could have been a different month. But again, we know that Yiddishkeit, big things are not b'mikra, they're not a coincidence. Is there an intrinsic connection between the month of Iyar and Sfir HaSoimer? And to conclude this question, we have brought down in Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezer, says regarding writing the month of Iyar, how do you spell the month of Iyar? So it's brought down, the month of Iyar, you have to spell it Aleph Yud Yud Resh. Seems like it was a debate. 2 Yudim, 1 Yud. She says, Aleph Yud Yud Resh. So Kivi Eger brings on the spot over there, the Aleph Yud Yud Resh is a Rosh HaTevis of?
Avraham Yitzchak.
That's one?
Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and Rochel.
Very good. Kivi Eger says, it's Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and Rochel. So Kivi Eger, Heim and Merkava. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, and Rochel. That's the Merkava. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and Rochel, that's the Merkava. First of all, why is it connected to Chodesh Iyar? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and Rochel. And in addition, usually we know how Merkava, who's the Merkava? When we speak about it, we don't know what Merkava is, but we know when we speak about the 4 legs of the Merkava, you have Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and David HaMelech. Why here suddenly you have Rochel, you mean? Why are you putting in Rochel? So what's the idea? What's the connection of Eir to Sfiras HaOmer? And what is the plus point of Kvegu's Meramis to us, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rachel? And that is the essence of Chodesh Eir. So we'll start with what is Sfiras HaOmer all about. The Maharal in Yusha Latoyva, the father, earlier brought down the Radak, as the father showed me, and also explained very specifically with the Rav Baal HaTanya in the Likutei Torah. He goes on to say that the Sfiras HaOmer is going, when we start Sfiras HaOmer, we bring Korban HaOmer. Korban HaOmer is machal behema, is the food of an animal, barley. We count Sfiras HaOmer the 49 days, and we reach Shavuos, where we bring chitim, we bring wheat, and wheat is machal odom. So we're going from machal behema to machal odom. Look to Maral inside. When Maral says it is because when we're working to get the Torah, you need to have the power of a behema. You have to work, you have to be mishabed yourself to the Torah. But the way the Radak says it, and maybe the Mashmos to Maral somewhere else, and definitely the way the Baal HaTanya and the Likutei Torah says it, the idea is that when Am Yisrael come in at Mitzrayim, they don't really have anything to their own name. They're nothing. They don't have any. They don't have any schus. You know, when Am Yisrael is standing on Yam Suf, so the Malachim says, "Alolu oiv deaver deserve alolu." Why are you taking them out of Mitzrayim? So Am Yisrael doesn't really have something to their own name, and they slowly build up throughout the 50 days, the 49 days of the Oimer, to get to the 50th day in Shavuos, to be a tsuras adol, to be a person who deserves to get Toyu, Kabbalah Satoyu. Am Yisrael going out, they don't really have anything. We mentioned over Yom Tov, just to mention it again, that Am Yisrael, when they come in Mitzrayim, it says, the Arizal brings, they came out, they were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Pesach, Pesach, Rosh Pesach, skipping. Am Yisrael did not deserve to come out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Medaleg Alarim, to jump them up above their level in order to come out of Mitzrayim, because they really didn't deserve it. The Leshem says that's the reason we're coming out bechipozon, in a rush, because we're in a place where we don't belong. We're in a place where we have to get out, we have to run out, we have to rush out. We're not in that place, we don't belong to that place. The Baal HaTanya says that that's why when we start counting Sfiras HaOmer, Sfiras HaOmer starts only from the second day of Pesach, not the first day. Why not the first day? Start counting the first day. Says the Baal HaTanya Pshat is because the first day Am Yisrael they don't even have the ability to count one day. They have nothing. The mamish, it's only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is revealing himself in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy sarf, ani v'loy shaliach. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoy v'atzmoy. He's the one he's doing the whole pe'ula. Am Yisrael are not involved at all. Then, second day of Pesach, they start. Now it starts becoming here a mashu. There is something over here to begin with. This also explains, as a side point, that when Am Yisrael come to Yavsu, we mentioned the Malachim say, Halol of the Ever Deserve Halol. Why are you saving Am Yisrael? Why did the Malachim remember, so to speak, to say that only in Kriyas Yamsuf? Why now when they left Mitzrayim? Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim in Tesvav Nisan, the 15th of Nisan. There, there's no Taina, the Malachim are quiet, they're silent. You get the Kriyas Yamsuf on the seventh day, and they're standing in front of Yam Suf, then the Malachim says, Halolu over there, Dezor v'Halol. What happened? Why is that? Why only there the Malachim remember? So according to the Baal HaTanya Pshat is, in the first day, Am Yisrael are not involved. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing it. Kibyachol, they have no merit. And the Hashem says, I'm doing it. It's only Ani, Ani v'loy Malach, Ani v'loy Sof, Ani v'loy Shlech, it's me. There's no tainus over there. But when Am Yisrael started to count Sfiras HaOmer, they count only 6 days. They only began. Now they're starting to build something. Now they're starting to have their own identity. So when they get to Kriyas Yam Suf, the Malachim say, one second, they don't have yet enough. Now that they're already building something, you get to Kriyas Yam that there is a time. So the whole idea is that Am Yisrael needs to go. They start from Korban Behema, a mincha of Behema, machal Behema, food of an animal, because they don't have anything to their name. And they slowly need to build up to create something in order to get the Torah. Matan Torah is called Yoyim Chatunasoi. It's the marriage of Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. We have in the Luchos, we have two sides of Luchos. You have Mitzvah Shebin Odom Lamakoyim and Mitzvah Shebin Odom Lachaveirim. As Rashi says, beginning of Shir HaShirim, they're parallel to each other. Five Dibros on the right side, five Dibros on the left side. my Rabbi Ramush Shapiro is used to explain. Because the idea is that when we're getting that we're coming to Matan Torah, you have your marriage to Kadosh Baruch Hu and Amisur. A marriage is between equals. So you have your five dibros connected the giver of Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Mitzvah Sheben Adam Lamokrim. Then you have a five dibros on the left, which is Mitzvah Sheben Adam Lachaveirah, between you, between every person, and the receiver of Torah. Because you have your a marriage, and the marriage is between equals. Am Yisrael cannot receive the Torah if they don't build themselves up. They're going on a Mitzrayim, they have nothing to their name. That's Yitzias Mitzrayim. But then in order to come and get married, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get to Yom Chasunasoi, to get to the Torah, then they have to build up its Suras Adam. So that's what Maral says. They're coming out of Mitzrayim with a Machal Behemoth. They're nothing, they don't have anything to their name. It's like an animal gets everything for, they doesn't deserve anything. And they're building up an Adam, a Suras Adam, to receive Torah. These are the 50 days of the Yom. It's not enough to come and say, okay, I'm under the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me what I need. And Adam needs to come to this world to earn his living, to go and do it. That's what you're supposed to do. Having a kudu, we just laid in yesterday's Parsha Shmini, we had the story of Nadav Aviu, the children of Aaron HaKohen. Nadav Aviu, Kiruv Eish Zorah, they went into Beis HaMikdash in the wrong way, and they were burnt. So Chazal tell us several explanations. What exactly did Nadav Aviu do wrong? Interesting enough, the Rechaim in Parshas Achrei Mois, next week's Parsha, they brings another explanation. It seems like he's coming to put together all the Pirush of Chazal. It comes together to this Nekuda. He says the following, the Rechaim. He says, what's the idea in Nadav Aviu? Why were they burned? What did they do wrong? So he says, Nadav Aviu, when they saw the Shekhinah coming down, and the first day of building the Mishkan, Shekhinah came down to the Chtayni. They were so inspired. They were so in such awe and with such desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch. All they wanted to do was be connected to Hashem. That's all they wanted to do. The Rechaim seems to be talking a little bit about himself. He says, anybody who experienced the connection to Shekhinah in his lifetime knows that after you go through that experience, there's no time, there's no taste in being in Olam Hazeh. Nobody wants to. What do you have in this world? You experience Gilui Shekhinah. So Nadav Aviu are there in the Mishkan and they feel the Gilui Shekhinah. All they want to do now is connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not interested to be in this world anymore. So therefore, what happened? They allowed their neshamas to leave the body. That's what the Rechaim says. And go up to Shemayim. They left the body. That's what they did. But if that's what Chaim seems to say, the Nadav Aviu were so tzaddikim, they had no interest in being in this world, and they left. But Chazal say clearly, the Nadav Aviu, they were chaitim. They did something wrong. And the Kroi V'Akadosh, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, according to Shinoh, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes them because they're tzaddikim. What's the tain against them? But the Mashmos of Nadav Chaim is, tain against Nadav Aviu, it's very nice to come and be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be under Kanfei Hashchina and Shemayim. But that's not the tafkid of a human being in this world. None of you have a job to do in this world. They need to earn their living. It's not enough to come and say, oh, I want to be with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every neshama doesn't want to come, right? There's this song. Here, the neshama doesn't want to come down to the world. It wants to stay up with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the tafkid that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the neshama to the world is to earn the living here. So another view, they want to go up to Shemayim. It's beautiful, but that's not what their tafkid is. They need to come, they have to be down here. The famous Kotzker says, immediately after Matan Torah, the Torah tells us, Anshei Kodesh Tiuli, people of Gdusha, you should be for me. So most people, says the Kotzker, they emphasize the Anshei Kodesh, holy, have to be holy people. Says the Kotzker, that's not the right emphasis. You have to put the Nekuda is Anshei Kodesh, have to be human beings of Gdusha. Kviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Malachim, Srofim, Refanim, I have enough. There's enough Kedusha up here in Shemayim. I'm looking for human beings that will be in this world and they will take this world and elevate this world and accomplish in this world. That's the idea of what Am Yisrael is building during Sfiras Torah. They need to come up and build an identity of a human being who receives Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Shemayim, the Malachim come and argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. And they tell Moshe Rabbeinu, don't take the Torah down to the arts. So Moshe Rabbeinu needs to give him an answer. So he goes to Aseres Hadibros and tells them, the Malachim, the Torah is supposed to be speaking to human beings. What did the Malachim think? The Malachim did not know that the Torah needs to come down here to it's talking to human beings. But the Parshat Shad is, as the Ramban says in the beginning of Chumash, the Torah is written in different levels. The Malachim had a shaykhus to the Torah. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu answering to Malachim? Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Malachim there is a part of Torah that the only way it can be revealed is through human beings. There's a part of Torah of Kavis Savicha Vesimecho, Shavu Shavu Yom Shavu Zekacho, Lysitzach, Lysinov, all this doesn't belong to Malachim. All this needs to be revealed through Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, the receivers of Torah, the ones who are having a marriage with Kodesh Baruch Hu, they take the Torah and implement it in this world. This is what the Avodah is. Sphere Sa'imer is to come and build up at Suas Adam who receives Torah. They go from Machal Be'ema, from an animal who doesn't have anything, any merit, any schus, to build up at Suas Adam who belongs to Shaykh to get the Torah. And now they can come and get the Torah and do the Avodah of Adam. So, as Am Yisrael is building up to get to that level, to that Mahalach, to that build up, they need to create a Suas Adam that receives Torah. So if you think about it, you're creating your Etzuras Adam that receives Torah before they receive Torah. Usually we define Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, as people that have Torah. How are we defining Am Yisrael? They are the ones who have Torah, receive Torah, we define ourselves through Torah. But here we're talking about before Matan Torah. Am Yisrael need to build, create an identity to be the ones that can receive Torah. Where do we find an identity of Am Yisrael before getting Torah? Where do we see in the world the Jewish people that are not Matan Torah, before Matan Torah? Korban Pesach, okay? Yeah. But maybe more than that, Korban Pesach is maybe how we started, it's already us. Before that even, is the other Sekedoshim. Avraham Mitzvah B'Yakov, the Imois, the Shvatim. Rashi beginning of Chumash says, that the Torah, the first mitzvah Am Yisrael got is the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. That's when Am Yisrael going to Am Yisrael. So why do we start in Bereishis? Says Rashi, that if anybody's going to come and attain to Am Yisrael and say, why? What are you doing? Are you stealing someone else's land? Say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the land that comes from Hashem. Because Baruch Hu is the one who created the world, give us the land. That's a simple understanding in Rashi. But L'chora, if so, all you need is the first parasha of Bereishis. Because Baruch Hu created the world. And now we have an answer. Because Baruch Hu does in the world whatever he wants. Why do you need the entire set of Bereishis? So Rav Moshe Shapira Tzal used to explain, what do you have through my set of Bereishis? My set of voice, Sim and Labanim. The entire set of Bereishis is not only the fact that we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But the whole Mahalach of Am Yisrael in this world is written in Sefer Bereishis. Because myself is Simon Labanim. The entire story of Am Yisrael is there, is written there. If Am Yisrael says, what am I doing in this world? I'm in the Olam Hazeh. I don't belong here. I belong to Olam Haba. I belong to Pleat next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is our Mahalach in the world? You don't belong here. What are you doing in the Olam Hazeh? You know, Yaakov and Esau divided the worlds. Yaakov and took Olam Haba, Esau took Olam Hazeh. So what are you doing here? So we say, look at the celebrations. You see the entire Mahalach, entire process of Am Yisrael throughout the generations. We see the footprint of where we're supposed to go. The plan, the advanced plan before Torah is given to the world. Where does Am Yisrael belong? Ma'isa Avoy Simon Labani. The Avoy Sekdoshim were the ones that designed for us this world before even Torah is given. The Derech Eretz Kondomo LaTorah. Derech Eretz means the world, the way of the world that is created, that is being designed in the world before the world, before the Torah is given, for Am Yisrael to receive Torah, is the Avos Sekdoshim. The Avos give us that footprint, that Shaychis, that belonging to this world. This is what the Avos do. So you may look what? If the Avos Sekdoshim are the ones that give us the identity before we come to Matan Torah, and the whole buildup of Sfira Soimer is to get to an identity before receiving Torah. So now we can come and we have a connection. We understand a little bit what is the month of Iyar. The month of Iyar is the month we're going through Sefer HaZoyer. If you think about it, we know Chazal tell us Sefer HaZoyer, Kudsh Brichu, Vareis of Yisrael Chad. You have Am Yisrael, you have Kudsh Brichu, you have Torah, it's all one thing. Three different points that come to one thing, come to one connection. Chodesh Nisan is the month of Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Rashi says, why is it called Nisan? Because of the Nisim, the miracles that happen. Nisim is Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nisim is revelation of Hashem in the world. That's the month of Nisan. Chodesh Sivan is the Chodesh HaShlishi. That's the month of Matan Torah. Chodesh HaShlishi, Torah tells us. Torah says, the receiving, the coming to Har Sinai, Chodesh Sivan. What's in between? That's Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Iyar is the month where Am Yisrael, throughout the month, are building up their identity to be the ones receiving Torah. Chodesh Nisan is Kudsh Brichu. Chodesh Sivan is Oraisa, the Torah. Yisrael is Chodesh Iyar. Am Yisrael are building that identity to receive Torah. Before they get the Torah, who's the identity? Who defines who they are? That is the Ovis HaKadosh. Says the Kivya Eger, what is the Rosh HaTevah of Chodesh Iyar? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rochel. So usually the four sides of the Merkava is Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David. But we're talking here before Matan Torah. I want to build up an identity that David HaMelech comes after Matan Torah. David HaMelech is the ultimate one who's going to bring the Mashiach Tzidkenu. He's the one who starts the process of the return of the whole world. That's once Torah was given. Where is the four sides that we have before Torah was given? As Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Ovis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rochel, Kedur, Rochel Imenu represents all the Imois. The Radan, Rochel, the all four Imois, like it says, based on the Arizal, deep things, but the idea is that all four Imois are represented through Rochel Imenu. So Rochel is the one who presents the Imois, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov represents the Ovis, these are the Ovis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's before Matan Torah, I'm talking about a Mahalach, a process that comes before we receive Torah. When we get the Chodesh Sivan, that's when we receive Torah. That's when Am Yisrael starts the process of receiving Torah and building through Torah. But I'm talking about here the identity that comes before Matan Torah. The Derech Eretz Kodmah LaTorah. The Am Yisrael, the Tzuras Adam, or the receivers of Torah. What defines them? That is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rochel. So this is the month. The month of Iyar is the Iker month of Sefer HaZoyer, because Sefer HaZoyer takes us. It's the beginning of Sefer HaZoyer is Pesach, Chodesh Nisan, the beginning where Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It takes us to Matan Torah when we get to Chodesh Sivan. What's the Mahalach in between? The main time of Sefer HaZoyer, most Sefer HaZoyer? Most Sefer HaZoyer is building the identity of Am Yisrael to receive Torah. You know, during Sefer HaZoyer, we have the Avelus. And the Avelus is because Talmidei Rabbi Akiva lo yinagu kovetz, they didn't respect each other. It's not talking about your Torah, they didn't learn well. They didn't have a good shtickle Torah. They didn't have the connection of Am Yisrael together, because to Sefer HaZoyer, you're building the identity of Am Yisrael. Leinobu Kovetz Abazeh means you don't have that identity. You're missing out in the struggle, in building the tzura, the build-up of the Jewish people that are supposed to receive Torah. They're missing out, because that's the Ma'al going through Iker Sefer HaZoyer and Chodesh Iyar. With this, go back to the first question about Sefer Vayikra. Why are we reading Sefer Vayikra during this time? The Vilna Gaon, Nederes Eliyahu, Sefer Dvorim brings that the Chamisha Chumashei Torah is really divided to the following. You have Chumash Bereishis, which is a preview, as we said, Ma'aseh Avosim Labanim. It's before the Torah was, before we have the Mahalach of Am Yisrael. It's the beginning process. Chumash Dvorim is a review. Mishneh Torah. To understand which mitzvahs go in the review, which do not. But Sefer Dvarim is Moshe Rabbeinu repeating the Torah. Iker Torah, says the Vilna Gaon, from the Chumash perspective, is Shmois, Vayikra, and Bamidbar. So the Vilna Gaon goes to explain that based on Musogim and Kabbalah, the difference between Shmois, Vayikra, and Bamidbar. But based on what he says, based on what we learned today, you can understand something. Chumash Shmois, what is the entire Chumash Shmois? Chumash Shmois is the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, reveals himself through Mitzrayim, tells Moshe Rabbeinu right in the beginning, Eke Asher Eke, this is Shem, Hashem is Mizgal in the world, Ve'eru Lo'ov is Bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem Lo'inu Datilein, the name Yud Kevavke wasn't revealed, it's revealed now only in Yitzchias Mitzrayim. You have Yitzir Mitzrayim, which the whole idea of Yitzir Mitzrayim is Gila Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then you go to Kriyas Yam Suv Rosh Hashivcho Alayam, Mashalor Roy Cheskel Ben Buzi, you see a bigger Gilui, you get the Matan Torah. And then eventually you're going to the whole ending of Sefer Shmois is the building of the Mishkan. And as the Ramban says, and begin Chumash Shmois, that's really the whole Tachlis, the whole purpose of the revelation of Hashem, as the Shekhinah should be Aleil Oyaleim, should be above the tents of Am Yisrael, connected to Am Yisrael, bestowed upon us, with us, living together with us, bringing the Shekhinah down to Tachtoyim. Now we have, what's Yom HaShmini? Yom HaShmini L'Miluim. I mean, there was 7 days in which we're going to build the Mishkan, build and smell to the Mishkan until we get to the 8th day. It's brought down, because there's Shiva Rikim. Can I get Shiva Rikim? We bring the Shekhinah down, to seven heavens, down to this world. But Yom HaShmini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down here to this world. That's the whole process of Sefer Shmois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in the biggest miracles until he comes down here to the world. That's the whole process of Sefer Shmois. Sefer Vayikra is the Avoid of Am Yisrael. The whole Sefer Vayikra is called Teres Koyani, even though there are many things that don't belong to Koyani specifically. Because Am Yisrael is called Mamleches Koyani V'Yigoy Kodesh. It's the Avoid of Am Yisrael in Oil Moed. We call Moishim Oil Moed, we're talking about the whole Avoid that Am Yisrael has in this world is represented in Sefer Vayikra. Chumash Bamidbar, the Ramban says at the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, there's not many mitzvahs in Chumash Bamidbar. That's supposed to be any mitzvahs. Because Chumash Bamidbar is really the story of Am Yisrael in the Midbar. So how Am Yisrael living together with Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Midbar. Chumash Bamidbar begins with Am Yisrael together with Kodesh Baruch Hu around the Mishkan. The Golim, the number of Am Yisrael, that's Chumash Bamidbar, Nasoi, the beginning there. And then going throughout the story of Am Yisrael in the Midbar. How we're living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for good, and when Am Yisrael don't really act well with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Throughout the stories of the Midbar. Going through the Chatoim of Am Yisrael, and the Meraglim, and Miriam, and Koyrech Ladosoi, and etc. We go, that's the whole process of going to the Midbar. The Sefer takes until we come to the entrance of Eretz Yisrael. So Nimtza, then the same way we said that you have Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Nisan is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Iyar is Am Yisrael, and Sivan is the connection, the marriage, through that's what the Torah is. So is also Shmois Vayikra Bamidbar. Shmois is Gilui Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vayikra is Am Yisrael and Lechus Koyanim, what our Avoda is. Bamidbar is us living together, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The process of Bamidbar is when we're living together and the whole Mahalak of the Midbar. So when we're going through Sfir Soimer, which is building the identity of Klal Yisrael, and the footprint now, the Avos HaKadoshim built for us, the Ma'aseh Avos Simon Labanim, the Chodesh Iyar, we're very careful with reading during these weeks, Sefer Vayikra. That's the Sefer that belongs to this time. Coming to Shavuos, and right before Shavuos says the Torah, we have to start Chumash Bamidbar. Because Shavuos, when we come to the marriage of Kodesh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael, that's where we have Chumash Bamidbar. But it's not just B'mikra, the Chumash Vayikra, the Chumash that comes before B'mikra. According to this, it's very, it's exact point. Because the whole idea of Sefer Soimer is bringing Am Yisrael from Machal Be'eimu to Machal Odom, creating the identity of Klal Yisrael to receive Torah. That's why it's Chodesh Iyar, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel, the Avos HaKadoshim. Which Chumash belongs to the identity of Klal Yisrael as the Oyvdei Hashem in the world, the ones which Chumash belongs to who Am Yisrael are, that is the Teres Koyanim. The Avoid of Klal Yisrael in this world is represented in Teres Koyanim. So this time of the year is the Sefer Soimer, Chodesh Iyar, which we just mentioned Chodesh for, and the same Vayikra, they all come together, the buildup of the identity of Am Yisrael. When we go through these days of Sefer Soimer, as we build up, and we're counting the days to bring to the Matan Torah, we are supposed to work to be oived on ourselves. That's what it brought down. That's part of that Velus on Tamidi Rekivo, to come out and build ourselves, to build who we are. We are Am Yisrael, the Derches Kodmon LaTorah, the identity of Klal Yisrael, the ones that receive Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, building up that Klal Yisrael. That's the Avoda of these days. Shkia, thank you.